We continue our learning Le'ili Nishmas, David ben Menachem, Moshe and Chaim Yaakov, and Midrash Eliyahu. We're in Yom Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. We already discussed the Pious Harishon, the first lot that was for the Trumas Hadeshen. The Pious Hasheni, those are the 13 Kohanim for the Shechita, the Zrika, the Dishon of the Inimizbech, the Dishon of the Menorah, and then the 9 Kohanim who would be involved in bringing up the various parts of the animal to the Mizbech, and the Soles, the Chavitin, and the Yayin. So 6 Kohanim for that, for bringing up the limbs, and Soles, Chavitin, and Yayin, another 3 Kohanim. That was 13 altogether. HaPayis HaShlishi, we're in the 3rd Pais, that's our mission, the Perek Beis Mishnah Dalid. What would they do for that? This was about the Ketores. And the one who was appointed in charge of the Pais would make the following announcement. Chadashim, Laktores, Bo Vahafisu. Kohanim who are new, who never brought the Ketores before, they should come and they should be involved in the lottery. Based on the Pasuk in Parshas Vizos HaBracha, Yasimu Ketorah V'Yapecha, which is followed by Barech Hashem Chelo Ufal V'Yadav Tirtzeh, we see when it comes to Yasimu Ketorah, when it comes to Ketores, there was a great blessing. There was a blessing of wealth. This is also the source of the concept of the Sadak, also being a great privilege. And therefore, only new people should come. Why should one person have the blessing of wealth multiple times? Let people who never joined be part of this. Pious and the Brice, the Gemara says, it never happened that a person was able to be Zocha in this Ketores more than one time, based on the number of Kohanim who were in each base Av. So that was the announcement, HaPayis HaShlishi, Chadashim, Laktores, Bo V'Hafisu. And one interesting point, we go back to that machlokas between the Balamor and the Ramban, whether or not they had a pious on Yom Kippur, and what purpose would a pious serve on Yom Kippur. The Rabban has to defend that position, and he said, well, first of all, the pious Harishon obviously was something you needed a pious for the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen could have been done by someone other than the Kohen Gadol, at least according to one opinion as we discussed. But there's an issue here as well. Think about the daily Ketores. The daily Ketores also had to be done on Yom Kippur. And typically, even though there was one lot that was drawn for the Ketores every day, the Kohen who won that wonderful privilege of burning the Ketores had he also was going to bring the pan with the coals in it as well. That was something he had to do daily to bring that in. Now, he would bring another Kohen to help, if he wanted, to help him do that. Now, it's true that the special Ketores that was brought in the Kodesh HaKodeshim on Yom Kippur, that absolutely had to be done only by the Kohen Gadol. But there are Rishonim who claim, and the Rabban would claim this way, although other Rishonim disagree, that on Yom Kippur, even though the Kohen Gadol had to burn the daily Ketores on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, another Kohen could carry the coals in a pan. So you had lots that were drawn for that privilege. This way people wouldn't fight about it. So there was a reason, as the Rabban continues to defend his position, for a pious even on Yom Kippur. That was the 3rd pious, V'Haravi, and the 4th, HaChadoshim Im Yishanim. They made an announcement. Well, this is, the Mishnah is telling us at least, this was both new and old, meaning, although the pious HaShlishi were only people who never did the Ketores before because they wanted the blessing of wealth, but this, their 4th, could be done by a Kohen multiple times. Newer, older people didn't matter. Me, man, what was this privilege? Me, mala, evarim, imen hakevesh la mizbeach. Who would bring the evarim, the limbs, up from the kevesh to the mizbeach? Remember, we mentioned the fact that there were 6 kohanim, the previous Mishnah, 6 kohanim who brought the parts of the animal up onto the kevesh. Now, and then there were 3 other kohanim to make 9, one who dealt with the soles, one with the chavitin, and one with the yayin. So we now have to bring these up. Now, remember, we mentioned this in the past, that the kohanim would take a break. They bring up the 6 would bring up these items up, place them on the kevesh, and then on the lower half of it, they would go to the Lishkas Hagazas to read Kriyashma, and then they would come back and continue. Now, who would be the ones now, who would now do the rest of the avoda of bringing the items of carbon itself, the parts of the carbon, up to be burnt on the Mizbeach? from the Kevesh to the top of the Mizbeach. So here, the Rishonim debate, because here the Mishnah says, okay, who would come for a pious? The fourth pious was, Mi Mala Evar Min HaKevesh, from the ramp up to the Mizbeach. What was that? How was that done? So Rashi and Tosus, the Rambam, all hold that it was only one Kohen who did that. He took him a while, but he brought several trips from the Kevesh to the top of the Mizbeach to burn those parts of the animal. And other Rishonim disagree, and they say no. The same way we had, there were six Kohanim who were involved in the bringing up of the different parts of the animal onto the Kevesh, so too, this pious needed six people as well in order to be involved in that. And in fact, you need another three to deal with the solus and the chavitin and the yayin as well. So there were a lot more kohanim to be chosen. Perek Beis Mishnah Hey Tamid Karev Bitisha Basara Bachadasar Bishneimasar Lo Pachos Velo Yoser. He is telling us that the korban olas atamid every day, so it could potentially be brought. How many people would be involved in the bringing of these items up to the kevesh? And the solus as well in the Nesachim. So on a typical day, it would be done with nine. But potentially, there could be 10 Kohanim involved, potentially 11, potentially 12. Then it says not more, and not less and not more. So the Mishnah is going to discuss how that is. Ketzad Atzmo, if the Korban HaTamid is being brought by itself, where you have the Evarim, you have the limbs, and the Mincha of every day, that's Betisha, that's with nine. As we mentioned in Mishnah Gimel, just to review, the first Kohen would bring the Rosh and the Regel, the second would bring the two, according to Tanakam at least, the two Yadayim, the third, the Oketz and the Regel, right, the tail and the other hind leg, the left hind leg. The fourth would bring the chazeh and the geira, the neck and the chest. The fifth would bring the two flanks, the two defanos. The sixth would bring the kravayim, the intestines. Then that's for the animal. Then we had the seventh person brought the solas, the flour for the mincha. Then the eighth, the chavitin flour, that was the special for the Kohen Gadol. And the ninth was the yayin. So now, who's the author of this Mishnah? So some say it's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who's of the opinion that the pious, they didn't do a pious revi at all. Now, what does that mean? Why didn't have to do a pious revi? He's of the opinion that the same Kohanim who brought the Evarim and the Nesachim up to the Kevesh, after they read Shema, they came back and they did the rest. They brought it up to the Mizbeach. So that's an opinion discussed in Rashi and Yuma Daf Chavav. So according to that, that's what the Mishnah is telling us. That when we speak about Tamid Karev, it was actually offered, it means exactly that. It was the nine Kohanim on a typical day. And those were the same nine Kohanim who not only brought the stuff up to the Kevesh, but they brought it all the way up to Mizbeach to be burnt as well. And others say no. Now, the Mishnah can be understood that this could be, according to everybody, it's a continuation of the previous Mishnah, and it's saying that those Kohanim, or maybe that Kohen, there were nine Kohanim brought up to the Kevesh, but now from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach, we're just continuing our discussion from the previous Mishnah. Anyway, Mishnah then continues. Okay, so that's nine on a typical day. What about on special days? Bechag, if it was Sukkos, where besides Nisuch HaYayin, you need to do Nisuch HaMayim. So, says the Mishnah, Biyad Echad Stochas Shomayim, Harei Kadasara. So in the hand of one person was the flask of water from the Shiloach for the Nisuch HaYayin to Amayim to be placed, poured down on the Mizbeach, down the hole on the Mizbeach. That would give you 10 Kohanim. Bein Harbayim, and when it came to the Korban Tamid of Bein Harbayim, that was Ba'achadasar. That needed 11. How? So it worked like this. Hu Atzmo Betisha. Yeah, just like the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar needed 9. So of course the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, you need the regular 9 because it was another keveh. It was another keves. It was another sheep. So the same. You had to cut it up in the same way. But then you had an additional kohanim, ushnayim, two extra kohanim, biyadim shnei gizrei eitzim. They had two of these pieces of wood, logs of wood, because it's a mitzvah by the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim to add shnei gizrei eitzim on the mareches, on the pile of wood, on the mizbeach. As it says, v'aruchu eitzim aloesh, and they learn the following. What do you mean, v'aruchu eitzim aloesh? You're supposed to set up, arrange wood on the fire. I don't need that for Tamid Shel Shachar. The Pasuk already says, Uvier alea ha kohen eitzim baboker baboker. In the morning, you have to have an arrangement of wood. Ah, so what's the extra Pasuk of Aruch Eitzim? Must be coming to teach me something about the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. That it needs two gizrei eitzim, two very large logs, and there were two kohanim who would be involved in that. And the halakha was that the tamid, whoever the tamid, the kohen who dealt with by the tamid shel shachar, the one who was zoche in the truma sadeshen, was the one who was zoche in bringing the two gizrei eitzim as well. So here we have tamid shel bein harba, tamid shel shachar 9. If it's sukkis, 10, because you have the person with the flask of water for nisuch hamayim. In a classic bein harbayim, you had 11. How? 9, the regular, and 2, the 2 gizrei eitzim. Uva Shabbos, and on Shabbos, so Shabbos, even the Tamid Shel Shachar, ba'achara, so you needed 11. Even Tamid Shel Shachar needed 11, and not 9. How so? Hu atzma b'tishra, the regular korban was the 9, and shnayim, 2 extra kohanim on a Shabbos in the morning, biyadam shnei bazichei levono shelechem apadim. In their hands, they had the 2 basins of frankincense for the lechem apadim. They had the 2 bowls that they needed of frankincense, which were brought along with the lechem apadim, as is described at the end of Sefer Vayikra. And here also, so that's, you have 2 extra kohanim, so that's 11. Uve Shabbos, so chachag, and of course, if it's Shabbos, and it's within Sukkis, where you have the additional nisuch hamayim, so biyad echad, tzloches shel mayim. In the hand of one person was the flask of water on that Shabbos morning, so there you have, by Tamid Shel Shachar, you have altogether an extra person, you're going to have 12. So you see from the Gemara, points out, oh, nisuch hamayim, on Sukkot was only done by the Tamid Shel Shachar. Because had they done Nisuch HaMayim, even by the Tamid Shel Rabayim, so then you would need 12 Kohanim, Ben Arbayim, even on a whole day. We need 9, which are the regular, then 2 for the Gizrei Eitzim, and 1 for Nisuch HaMayim. So must be, they would only do it, the Nisuch HaMayim in the morning, and not Ben Harbayim.